This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. O.J. Simpson, Robert Blake, Michael Jackson, and now Phil Spector, all celebrities who prosecutors failed to convict in jury trials. Yesterday, the jury in the Spector case was released after they deadlocked and the judge declared a mistrial. Prosecutors have promised to retry Spector. Phil Spector, of course, is the legendary record producer. He was charged in the 2003 shooting death of actress Lana Clarkson. Joining us now is former prosecutor who is now a law professor at the University of Southern California, Jean Rosenbluth. Jean, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you.
This was a long trial, 5 months, and by most accounts, the prosecution had a good case, and the defense had a lot of problems, not the least of which was that Spector fired his lead attorney towards the end of the trial. What do you think happened here?
Well, I think this is a situation where the defense strategy focused on quantity rather than quality, and it worked. What they did was they simply threw a mass of information at the jury, a parade of defense expert witnesses to tell the jury that the blood spatter evidence and the other forensics meant that Lana Clarkson had committed suicide, and then also a fair number of Lana Clarkson's alleged former best friends, all of whom took the stand to testify that she was very depressed and suicidal. And I think the strategy was just to hope that something in this mass of evidence resonated with at least a couple of jurors, and that's what happened.
So do you think that prosecutors will have to present a different strategy?
The jurors pointed to one thing that perhaps the prosecutors could do differently next time, which is to have an after-the-fact psychological autopsy of Lana Clarkson done to show that supposedly she wasn't suicidal. So perhaps they'll look into doing that. I think the prosecutors can also take a bit more care next time in crafting the jury instructions. I think they were very confident in their case and in the fact that the jury would convict Mr. Spector on the most sort of egregious theory, that he purposely took that gun and put it in her mouth and pulled the trigger. And they didn't have to limit themselves that way, and I think next time they'll think a little bit more about writing jury instructions that allow for a bit broader theories of guilt.
What about this question, though, at least here in Los Angeles, celebrities and justice? It seems there seems to be a higher bar for juries to convict celebrities.
Well, I don't really buy into that. I think what's pivotal is money and justice. You know, Phil Spector was hugely influential in what he did, but frankly, his star faded about 30 years ago, and even when he was at his peak, he was always a behind-the-scenes person who wasn't that well-known to the general public. But the fact of the matter is, he's hugely rich. He either wrote or produced some of the most played songs of all time, including You've Lost That Loving Feeling and some Beatles songs, and anytime those are played on the radio, the residual checks roll in for him. So he was able to hire just a phalanx of the best, you know, highest paid criminal defense attorneys, a huge number of investigators, these very expensive expert witnesses with great credentials. And I think that's what possibly gets you some reasonable doubt, even when the prosecution has a very strong case against you.
That's former prosecutor and USC law professor Jean Rosenbluth. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.